This is the Fleming Foundation Summer Symposium 2022, with a lecture by Dr. Frank Brownlow entitled Alexander Pope, Jacobites and Tories.
Now, many people know that Alexander Pope was the outstanding poet of England's relatively brief classical or Augustan period, but few people know how extraordinary his achievement actually was. First, he was born a Catholic at a time in England when Catholics had no civil rights. A Catholic could not buy property, and a Catholic boy could not expect to attend either university, and he could neither become a lawyer nor a soldier, nor vote or serve in any public office. Then, as if that were not enough, at the age of 15, young Pope became very ill indeed with what we now know to have been Pott's disease. This is a rare infection, probably acquired, as Dr. Johnson acquired his scrofula from his wet nurse's milk. It causes tuberculosis of the spine. He survived, but as a crippled hunchback, almost a dwarf, always in physical suffering, and so severely handicapped that he could neither dress nor undress himself. Nonetheless, against difficulties that most of us would consider insuperable, he wrote and published so successfully that only Shakespeare is represented by more quotations in the Oxford Dictionary of Quotations. And like Shakespeare, he made himself financially independent by his own literary work. And this was an unprecedented achievement in their times for both of them. Pope then obviously was a man of extraordinary courage and determination. Since for a Catholic like him, a conventional education at an English school or university was ruled out, and since his delicate health prevented his attendance at one of the overseas English schools, such as the English Jesuit School at St. Omer, as a consequence, after his elementary education, provided first by female relatives and then by locally available priests, he was essentially self-educated in language and in literature. Always, however, with his father's encouragement, who recognized his son's literary gift very early on. As for the direction his writing took, that was inseparable from the politics and religion of his upbringing, and his place, or his lack of a place, in English society. In 1700, Alexander Pope Sr., who was a successful linen draper, completed his retirement from business and London by acquiring a small estate called Binfield in Windsor Forest. How was he able to acquire such a property? Protestant relatives, including young Pope's half-sister's husband, Charles Racket, enabled the Popes to buy Binfield, despite the penal laws. Mr. Pope's retirement from business had begun in 1692, following the installation of William of Orange and his wife Mary, King James II's daughter, as joint monarchs in what the triumphant Whigs called the Glorious Revolution. Once installed at Binfield, young Pope began to acquire a circle of friends among the tightly knit, much interrelated society of landed or aristocratic Catholics, upon whose support the survival of Catholicism in England had depended since the days of Elizabeth I. Near at hand, in Binfield itself, there was a family called Dancastle. Further away, near Reading, at a house called White Knights, lived the Englefields, one of the most famous of all Catholic or recusant families. They had lost most of their property through the attainder of the Elizabethan Sir Francis Englefield, who died exiled in Spain, but King James I conferred a baronetcy on his nephew, another Sir Francis, and he eventually succeeded in recovering some of the family's property, though not Englefield's itself. The baronet in Pope's time was Sir Charles, but his particular friend at White Knights seems to have been Anthony Englefield, his friend Martha Blunt's uncle, whom Pope described as vir jocosissimus, the jolliest of men, and a great lover of poetry and poets. It was through the Englefields that he met the Blunts of Maple Durham, whose daughters Teresa and Martha became his friends. Although he and Teresa quarreled, he remained close friends with Martha to the end of his life and left her most of his property, to his half-sister's irritation.